We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We ask you for divine help and assistance, fresh unction and anointing from heaven. Firstly, upon my heart and my lips, that indeed I will speak as I should, as an oracle of God. Secondly, upon the ears and the hearts of everybody that will hear me, those who are here physically, those who will hear me remotely, electronically, so that your word will flow freely from you through me to the people to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own, in particular, to cause our wills to become more humble, minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more controlled and tempered by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We further pray, as I speak, the power of the Spirit in sufficient measure be released to follow these words wherever they are released and heard in all the earth. That as men listen, there will be power to heal, power to deliver, power to break yokes, power to free men, so that they will become doers of what they hear and not hearers only. We also pray for mercy for the delivery, that I will deliver it with precision, redeem the time, saying only what you want me to say, bringing out of the treasure of this word things new and old, indeed as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all is in agreement with me receiving each blessing in their individual life, agreed and said,
Amen.
Amen. Today I have a present truth, prophetic word, and I've entitled The Blessings of Joseph. In recent times, my wife has received this word, this thing about the blessing of Joseph, and I remember the first time she told me about it, I said, that blessing of Joseph is actually the blessing of the firstborn. But there's a prophetic application and relevance to it. And that is why the emphasis has come now. You see, God doesn't just do things. He does things in times and seasons. We are now in the season where the church can enjoy the fullness of the blessings of Joseph. Hallelujah. It's vital for every Christian to understand that in our generation today, you can be a Joseph. Now, there are conditions. It's not automatic. But those conditions, that's one of some things I'm going to be talking about today. You know, there are things that distinguish Joseph, that made him, made God do what God did for him. And I want to share some of those things with you. Now, we're going to start here. You got it right. This is the prophetic blessing that Jacob, on his deathbed, spoke over all his children, the 12 sons of Jacob that formed the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going to just zero in on Joseph particularly, you know, because the prophetic application for today is for Joseph, and I'll explain why as I go on. You know, and he told them, this was going to happen to you at the last days. And trust me, it happened. You know, interestingly, let's go to verse 22. Joseph's blessings had already manifested. And then some of them until the end of his life. At this time, Joseph must have been, he was 30 when he interpreted Pharaoh's dream. There were 7 years of plenty, so he 37. Then two years into the famine, that's when he got in contact with his brothers, so he was 39. By the time he brought his dad, he was probably about 40. Then the 7 years of famine finished, and then Jacob died. So we're looking at Joseph probably being in his late 40s or in his early 50s when this prophetic word was given, blessing was given to him. So he had already experienced some of the blessings, but there were still things that were ahead of him.
And this has great prophetic application to you and I today. Now, everybody read with me, especially if you want the blessing of Joseph. Please don't shut your mouth. Everybody say, Joseph.
Joseph.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm looking at a Joseph. Oh. And you are looking at one. Oh. And I am going to get my blessing. Oh. This is the blessing of Joseph. It's a very special blessing. It's not an ordinary blessing at all. As you will see, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. I'll come back to this. Let me be taking it little by little, because Revelation is such that it just, you know, one of the characteristics, I'm going to come back to summarize, but one of the characteristics of Joseph is that he brought forth fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, which you can summarize in love. Joseph was, he had the fruit of the Spirit. It was what distinguished him. As you can see in his life, you know, the way he handled Potiphar's wife, the way he handled his brothers later on. You can see love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. You can see it in Joseph's life. He was truly a fruitful bough. But observe something, he was by the well. The Bible says that it says, if you drink of this water, he said, you will thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give you, it shall be in you a well of water springing up. So the source of Joseph's strength was from the well of life, the wells of salvation. This characterizes Joseph, particularly the end time. New Testament Joseph, which you and I are. You are a fruitful vine by the well. Then notice that his branches went over the wall. So opposition, difficulties, the fruit of the Spirit overcome them. His branches, you know, the wall did not stop him. There will be opposition. Every Joseph will face opposition. If you're not facing opposition, you're not a Joseph. Hello? We're going to see that later on, you know, in more detail. He climbed over the wall. He climbed. The wall was not a disturbance for Joseph to get where God wanted him to get to. It will not be a disturbance in your life. You will have walls, oh. Hallelujah. A wall usually is a thing that keeps you out of somewhere. The reason why you build a wall around your house is because you don't want thieves to enter. Do you understand? So Satan tries to build walls around your blessing, but the fruitful bough will overcome the wall, and there is no blessing you will not get. This guy was blessed. Am I helping anybody? You know, we could say the grace now and go home. Somebody said, no, sir. Praise the Lord. Don't say the grace and we go home. You're already blessed. I said, you're already blessed.
Yeah.
You're already a fruitful bough by the well. And your branches climb over your wall.
Yeah.
What else do you want? Okay. Verse 23. This is beautiful. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Now, that's why I said one of the characteristics of a Joseph is persecution. These archers is symbolic of his brothers. That's what his father was talking about in the spirit, symbolically. His brothers wanted to kill him. They shot at him. They didn't use literal arrows. It's all symbolic language. But, you know, they shot at him. Hey, the New International says they attacked him. They shot at him with hostility. Now, because I don't want to get ahead myself, so I will take it verse by verse as the Lord helps me. You know, if you stick here in Genesis chapter 49, and quickly let's skip to, I'll just say it in passing. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I'll tell you why Joseph will have problem. He will always show up his brothers. And then his brothers will attack him. Not his enemies, his brothers. His brothers. And to some degree, at least I certainly have experienced that, my wife and I, you know, over the years in our ministry, you know, they will shoot at you. They will attack you. Attack you spiritually, attack you financially, attack you in every way. You know, and that's what happened. It was his brothers. It wasn't outsiders. Joseph, he was later on, there was Potiphar's wife and all of that. But initially, his problems started with his brothers. And in this end time, that's why you have to understand something, brethren. In a great house, there are many vessels. But they are all in the house. The same house has gold. It has silver. It has wood. And it has earth. Now, you may not like wood very much, but he's still your brother. Suppose someone say, ha. You can't disown them. They're in the house. Amen. And when gold begins to show up the wood will shoot at the gold. And sure, some of us, you begin, as I talk, I'm sure you begin to see your evolution as a Joseph. And you begin to see where, you know, they have shot at you and they're still shooting at you. Hello, somebody. It's part of the characteristic of being an end time Joseph. Once the light in your life begins to show up, it will evoke envy in the brothers, and they want to bring you down to their level. You see, the problem is always when somebody sets a standard, then the others are forced to get to it. But if they can eliminate you so that you don't show the standard, they can stay at their level. Your standard always gives them a problem. Light always shows up darkness. I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm not talking about Christians. They're Christians. That's why they don't like you to. They don't like to hear some of this stuff because, like one guy said to us some years ago. You know, Pastor Greg and I went to preach in Lagos. You know, this was many years ago, about 20 years ago. You know, and the guy said, "Do you guys really do this thing?" I said, "We do." He didn't believe. Then he came to Ibadan. I think he spent a Tuesday or something. Came to an all night. He said, "Ha." He said, "You mean you really do these things?" He said, "Ah, the rest of us are in trouble." So the only thing you can do is discredit it. Say it's the devil. I just use it as an example. You know, but you mean you are? No, nobody does those kind of things. So it must be error. Remember what his brother said. We will see what will come of your dreams. We will see. You see? Okay, you will see. You will see. We shall now see. Well, the Bible says, thank you. The Bible says that, you know, his brothers were not good guys. So Joseph brought their evil reports to the father. Now, in our own case, we're not amebo. I mean, this generation doesn't know amebo. We are not telltales. Are you listening to me? It's our lives that does speak. And he speaks to the father. And the father says, you're saying you can't do this, but these people are in the same situation you are in. They're in the same Nigeria you are in. They're in the same, and they are doing it, and you. So it brings rebuke from the father. And the other brothers don't like it. So they shoot at him. Let's move on. Verse 24. This is beautiful. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. This is a whole camp meeting. This is deep. Prophetic blessing. Symbolic, but full pregnant with meaning. Now, let's try and unravel a little bit of it. Now, here, he says his bow. Now, a bow is what you use for to fight. In the olden days, they used to have bows and arrows. So this is symbolic. You know, so he says his bow abode in strength. Because he was being shot at, he was being distracted by those shots. But God put his hand on Joseph's hand and made his bow steady. Amen. He kept him focused in spite of the distractions and the persecutions. It was God's mighty hand upon that he was, his hands were made strong by the hands of, so God put his hand on Joseph's hand. Do you remember Elisha's arrows? How the king wanted to shoot. The prophet said, set your arrow towards Syria. Then the king was going to, then the prophet now put his hand, symbolic of covering, put his hand on the hand of the prophet to make it strong. Do you know, that's why when you pray, you need the hand of the Holy Ghost upon your own hand. Amen. That's why he's called the helper. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth. He takes hold together with us against. The hand of the mighty God of Jacob is upon your own hand, so your bow stays steady. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. And this mighty God of Jacob is also the shepherd. Good shepherd, may I sing the high praise. He's the stone, the rock of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And when you see things like that, you begin to know that the Bible was written by the Holy Ghost. It's Moses, all the way in Genesis. Amen. Linking up with David in Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Linking up with Jesus in Matthew and Luke, being the rock. At the time Moses was writing this thing, he didn't have all that revelation. He just wrote it as inspired. Then the others picked it up thousands of years later. The same Holy Spirit that inspired Genesis inspired the Psalms. The same Holy Spirit that inspired the Psalms inspired Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same Holy Ghost. Am I talking to anybody here? When you read things like this by revelation, you begin to respect the Bible. So when you see things, you don't just jump. You say, oh God, what are you saying? Come show you last song. Positively now. You see something. It's not just that surface symbolic thing. There's something behind it. Then you need to find out from the Holy Spirit what the Holy Spirit is actually saying. That's why I said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what? The Spirit is. I like that word saying. It's present continuous. Not what the Spirit has said, but what the Spirit is present. That's why we call it present truth. What the Spirit is presently saying. So you need, the Joseph needs the help of the mighty hand of the God of Jacob upon him to steady his bow, because in the course of his persecution, the archers are shooting at him. You know, when they're shooting at you and all that, if you're not careful, or if God is not helping you, drop your bow. Exactly, darling. You want to run. Especially under pressure. You know, imagine somebody being in the war front. And this happens even to professional soldiers, you know. And you're on the war front and you're moving forward, you know. And they're shooting and their bullets fly. You want to go away from that place. You don't know which one is going to hit you. You know. But if you have the help of the mighty God of Jacob and the shield of faith, you are sure that all the fiery darts of the wicked will be quenched. So instead of running, you advance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's the blessing of Jacob. The mighty God of Jacob. He said, the God of your father. Observe, Jacob was not there. Jacob was not there when Joseph was sold into slavery. He was not there when his brothers wanted to kill him. He was not there when he was sold to the Ishmaelites, the Egyptians, that carried him in a caravan, you know, in a slave caravan with chains. He was not there when he was sold to the house of Potiphar. He was not, I'm talking about Jacob. He was not there when the woman tried to seduce him. He was not there when Joseph resisted. He was not there when Joseph got into jail. He was not there all the time Joseph spent in jail. He was not there when the butler forgot. But God was there. God will be with your children. The Joseph blessing, like my wife said, is a generational blessing. You will not be there with your children, but your God will be there. Your God will steady the hand of your children. Your God will help your children in captivity. He will help them in affliction. He will help them in the house of Potiphar. He will help them in the jail. And ultimately, they will fulfill their destiny. The God of the mighty God of Jacob. Hallelujah. That's why you need to be faithful to God. Joseph had no clue what was going on. Jacob, rather. He had no clue. In fact, he was in mourning. They brought the boy's dress and said, some animal must have killed him. He said, oh, I'm going to spend the rest of my days in mourning. You know, even when you don't have faith, God is still faithful. Even though Jacob was out of sorts, God, he didn't call him the God of Joseph. He said, the mighty God of Jacob. There is a covenant. There is a blessing in covenant. As I was saying earlier today about the Jews. The Jews you see in Israel today are not enjoying their blessing because they go to church or they go to. They don't even go to church. Many of them even believe in God. Many of them are just like Americans and the Europeans. You know, if you go to Tel Aviv or Haifa or one of these nice places in Israel, you know, if you go there on the Sabbath, the guys are on the beach having a big time. But they are being blessed for their father's sake. And Paul warned us in the New Testament that we should not make that mistake. They are not beloved for their father's sake. Your children are beloved for their father's sakes. Yeah. That's not to say your children shouldn't do what they should do. They will and teach them the right way. But even in spite of things, God will still bless them because of you. So you stay righteous. Then with time it will percolate to the children. The children too will change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you notice, this just come by the Spirit now, do you notice that Joseph's brothers changed? That is one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible. Do you understand? Honey, Jacob did not lose any son. The good ones and the bad ones, everybody was blessed. Kashele mengara katofrenes. Wow! The good ones and the bad ones. The good ones save the bad ones. Save yours out of Zion. That's why you still have to love the wood and the hay and the stubble, because you will save them. Remember, you're a Joseph. Joseph stays sweet. That's what Papa Ralph taught us. Joseph does not change because his brothers were bad. When he enters into his inheritance, he remembers his brothers. You know why? Because he is a fruitful bough. He has the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, forgiveness. It's one of the most beautiful stories. There were no casualties. Everybody in the family was blessed. In spite of the error and the wickedness of the brethren. See, at the end of the day, brethren, I may go first flight. Some guys may go second flight. Some guys may go third flight. Some guys may go no flight. But we will all be in heaven. And God wants us to keep that at the back of your mind. That's why when James and John, in their evolution, before they developed, they wanted to call fire from heaven. Jesus said, chill, you don't understand. We're not here to kill. Let's go to another village. Later on, all the Samaritans under Philip came back. Is that same Samaria that Philip went to? We are looking at a period of maybe about 1.5-2 years. Jesus going to the cross. They didn't receive him. You know, he said, leave them. Let's go to another one. They went to another one. Jesus goes to the cross. Jesus dies. Jesus is resurrected. The day of Pentecost comes, you know. And then a few years later, God sends Peter and John, the same John who wanted to call down fire. He had changed. Turn to your neighbor, say, you're changing. God hasn't given up on you. Neither will I. And neither should you. Give yourselves a clap offering. Hallelujah. The mighty God of Jacob. The blessings of Joseph. Now let's get back to Genesis 49. Am I helping anybody here? Verse 25. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee? And by the Almighty. Notice he keeps making reference to the father. Now Joseph was a good guy. Do you understand? But can you see the link, the generational link? That's why you should honor your father and your mother. The first person Joseph asked for, his brothers did not know who he was. They didn't know who he was. He said, you have come to spy the land. He was speaking through an interpreter. Joseph Leo. He understood the language, but they didn't understand him. He was speaking Egyptian. They were speaking Hebrew. So, hey, you have come to spy the land. They said, no, we are up there. So, brothers of one man. Is your father still alive? He said, yes. So I bring my deal with our boys. Even in a faraway land, he had never forgotten his father. Don't forget your father. Don't forget the source of your blessings. Blessings are generational. Go back to Genesis 49. Even by the God of thy father. I don't know, some people who don't want this blessing. Who shall help thee? And by the Almighty, who shall bless thee? I love this. With the blessings of heaven above. I don't know if you have ever read in the New Testament where the Bible says you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Where? And the blessings of the deep that lieth under oil, gold, all the mineral resources. You know, I keep saying, don't worry about Nigeria. We kabongus and again, the blessings that we've seen of oil is just the surface. There's still so much more, and it's the Joseph blessing that's going to bring it out. Yeah. Glory to God. And the blessings of the breasts, El Shaddai. God is called the breasty one. Hallelujah. And the blessings of the womb, the blessing of the firstborn. We're going to come back to that in a minute. You know, Jesus was born from the womb of Mary. The man-child church was born from the womb of the traveling church. And she was caught up to the throne. And the blessings of the womb refers to the blessings of the firstborn. Hallelujah. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's actually the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh! You know, Jesus didn't stay long enough to enjoy all of his blessings. Hello? Hello? Yeah. He was only 33 years. You know, he enjoyed a little bit of it, you know, healing, protection, blah, 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 you know, and all that. For the prosperity part, he had, like I've shared many times, he wasn't poor. But he certainly didn't have prosperity at the level of Solomon. Manifest. But the blessing is still there. You know who is reserved for? Joseph. Oh! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there? Verse 26. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, even unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be, stop, they who? They blessings. Keeping his context. They blessings. They the blessings. He said, this is what Jacob was saying. Jacob was speaking prophetically by the Spirit as he was praying for his children. He said that my blessings have prevailed over the blessings of Abraham and Isaac. Now, they are going to be unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, and all these blessings will be upon the head of Jacob. In other words, God is going to bless you beyond Abraham. He's going to bless you beyond Isaac. He's going to bless you beyond Jacob. He's going to bless you beyond the everlasting bounds. In other words, your blessing has no limit. Yeah. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. Unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. It's symbolic language. That is, there is no limit. Hey! And on the crown. It says on the head of Joseph. And on the crown of the head of him that was separate from my brethren. Everybody say head. Then say crown. What kind of person has a crown on his head? God bless you. I don't know if you don't know, one of your titles is king. Jesus is the king, but he is king of. So that blessing is upon your crown. Every New Testament, this is our inheritance. Every New Testament Christian who will be fruitful and he's in the process of getting himself, he's entitled to all the blessings of Joseph. I get ahead of myself, but he was separate from his brethren. You know, if you're a Joseph, you'll be separate from the brethren. It doesn't mean you fight with them or, you know, you don't love them and that kind of thing. It just means because of the kind of walk you are walking, it makes you different from the rest of the brethren. And, you know, my experience, that's actually been true. And we love them, we have fellowship with them, but they're separate, you know, because your life, you know, you don't want to do things they're doing and they don't want to do things you're doing. But at the end of the day, we're still going to meet and you're going to be a blessing to them. See, Joseph is never looking for vengeance. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, that he might save many people, even as it is this day. Watch this great man. He said, I will look after you and your children, and I will bless all of you. He said, don't worry. They thought Joseph was like them, that after their daddy died, payday has come. Then they came to tell a lie. They said, thy father, is before he died, said that we should tell you. He run you. And our boys, and they still are not changed. They were changing. But they hadn't fully. So they thought the lie would deliver them. Joseph said, chill. You don't have to lie to me. In fact, Bowser, he began to cry. He said, do you think I'm going to now destroy you? You know, of course not. He said, I will look after you. I will look after your children. I will nourish your little ones. That's the Joseph heart. Hello, Joseph. Hello. Never have vengeance in your heart against your brethren, even when they deserve it. That's how you begin to know if you're a Joseph or you're not a Joseph. Hello, somebody. Let me say it in a nicer way. The Holy Spirit just gave to me. That's how that you know whether you are a Joseph or you are gradually becoming a Joseph. Because it's an evolution. Not in the scientific piece, is a change. Evolution is just a big word for change. Okay. Now, next verse. Hello. What's the next verse? 27. I think it goes to another son there. Let me see verse 27. Let me see it. Okay, just go back to 26. Now, one other characteristic of Joseph, which I want to emphasize and share with all of us, is the fact that from Genesis chapter 37, the Bible says these are the generations of Joseph. Genesis chapter 37. Go to Genesis chapter 37. And you know, all of us know the story of Joseph. Probably every little Sunday school child knows the story of Joseph. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph being 17 years old. Go to verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream. I'm just going to stop there. Joseph had revelation. Your end time Josephs are Christians who begin to walk in revelation knowledge. It's one of the, it's both fruit and revelation. Interestingly, they are tied together with a very short rope. You really cannot have revelation if you don't develop fruit, because he gives wisdom to the lowly. So the fruit, particularly the fruit of meekness and humility, you know, and patience, they brought forth fruit with patience, are absolute necessary ingredients in the life of a Joseph, because they opened the door to revelation and wisdom. Observe that this first dreams Joseph had, he just had the dream. You know, he's something else. His brothers came down, you know, and he had a dream of the sun and the moon and all of that. I don't want to go into all of that. But the important thing is this. He was getting wisdom. He was getting revelation and wisdom. When he interpreted Pharaoh's dream, as well as the butler's dream, all they told him was the dream. It was the interpretation that God gave to him. So one thing is revelation. Another thing is wisdom. You have, Joseph had both. He had the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's why to be an anytime Joseph, start praying Pauline prayer for yourself. With an attitude of meekness and lowliness of heart, and develop the fruit of the spirit. Those are the two major characteristics of Joseph. And you know what's going to bring? Like I said earlier, persecution. Be ready for it. But your bow will go over the wall. And when they shoot at you, God will steady your hand. But be ready. I'm not talking to anybody here. All right. And so Joseph had the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So for the end time, New Testament, Joseph, you're going to have the spirit, begin to develop the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and the fruit of the spirit, meekness, humility, patience and love, you know, as you begin to grow spiritually, and then these things will start unfolding in your life. The reason why this prophetic message has such prophetic relevance now, and these Josephs of blessing, is because we are living in the time of the inheritance of the blessings of Joseph. Why? You see, I shared this with my wife. Reuben, Joseph's eldest brother, should have gotten the firstborn blessing. In ancient Israel, the firstborn always got a double portion. If, let me give an example. If the man had 10 children, they will divide everything into one-tenth, 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 one-tenth. But always, the firstborn didn't get one-tenth. He always got two-tenths. The firstborn always had the double portion. So what happened, because of Reuben's instability and what he did, you know, he said, unstable as water. He got a blessing, but he did not get the blessing of the firstborn. It was now transferred to Joseph. So the blessing of Joseph is the blessing of the firstborn. And therefore, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, being the firstborn from the dead, that spirit without measure, which he inherited, is actually the fullness of the blessing of Joseph. So what happens is that you and I, when we become conformed to the image of Jesus, we inherit the same blessing. And that is why, because of this end time we're in, Feast of Tabernacles, Manifestation of Sons of God, that is why that Joseph blessing is being poured out now. It's being made available now to God's people. Hallelujah. It is a blessing. He said, to the utmost hills. Let me tell you something about Joseph. He ruled the world of his time. There was nobody in the earth that was richer than Joseph. I don't know if you've read Deuteronomy chapter 28. You will be head and not tail. Above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to will be successful. You will lend to nations, you will not borrow. It says, they will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. That's it. It's that same inheritance of the Spirit without measure, the wisdom of God, the glory of God, the power of God. Joseph, when he finished interpreting to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's mouth just hung open. They said, ha! And then Joseph now told them, he was giving him a CV. He said, look ye now amongst yourselves. A man who can let Pharaoh search out a man with wisdom who will oversee this thing in the 7 years of plenty, like keep the food, then in the 7 years of famine, you sell it. Pharaoh and his people looked around. They will look around and they will see you. Amen. I said they will look around and they will see you. Amen. Oh, son of Joseph, they will look around and they will see you. Amen. Oh, blessed one of Joseph, they will look around and they will see you. Amen. You say, from where shall we find such a man? These are unbelievers. These are people who worship Ra, the sun god, and silly things like that, about the abomination of the Zidonians, and all kinds of strange things. They recognized God when he showed up. They said, in whom shall we find a man that has the Spirit of God? He said, so as much as God has showed this unto you, watch this. There is none wiser than thee. Everybody, turn in me to Psalm 105. I'm talking about Joseph. The blessings of Joseph. And look at, I believe it's verse 19. This is very special to my heart, because in my personal experience, I've actually been going through this, but it's not unique to me. Please, these blessings of Joseph is for any New Testament Christian who will pursue these characteristics, the fruit of the Spirit, Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And as you do that, you come across persecution. You won't love your life until there. You keep doing the will of God in spite of the persecution. Your branches will go over the wall. Amen. This constitutes and characteristic the characteristics of Joseph. But this is very, give this to me in God's Word, one of the modern translations. I like that. This is good, but the God's Word really captures it. I believe we have it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll read it from my own Bible. That's why I told all of you guys, go and get Esau. It's one of the best Bible studies, Bible softwares that I know of. It's just the truth. It is so good. Let me read it from God's Word. Hallelujah. Might as well enjoy a little humor as we go along. Right. Now, Psalm 105, and look at verse 19. Look at what God's Word says. That's the name of that particular translation. It's called God's Word. He said, the Lord's promise tested him through fiery trials until his prediction came true. Woo! Until the time his word came. That's King James, Old English, it's correct, but it's not as clear. He says, the Lord's promise, we have the Lord's promise of the manifestation of the Son of God has been testing us. You think, then the thing won't happen yet. Then and then you'll be going through all kinds of difficulties and persecution and all kinds of things, financial difficulties, emotional difficulties, all kinds of things. He said, the Lord's promise tested him through fiery, this is what it says here, through fiery trials until his prediction came true. You know, I looked as if, this guy, this man, I said, put yourself in Joseph's position. And then you can then translate it in your thinking to our own situation today. You know, Joseph had seen a dream when he was 17. In that dream, his brothers bowed to him, symbolically. His mother and father bowed to him, symbolically, in that dream. His brother said, dreamer, we shall see. And they tried to kill him. You know, we know the story. Then you can imagine Joseph in that caravan with his hands tied as a slave going to a strange land. There was no guarantee whether he would live or die. Now, imagine him thinking about those dreams. Say, ha, maybe I just had too much to eat that night. You know, my vision on sons of God, ability of the mind of Christ. The pastor today, you know, Jerry. Blah, blah, blah. He's gone, blah, blah. Mercy, Lord. Oh. Then I said that was not bad enough. He goes from the something to Potiphar's house, from Potiphar's house to the jail. He tells the butler, you're still getting some revelation, but the real revelation that you said has not yet come to pass. So it's, sometimes it's as if it will never come to pass. Let me tell you something. God's word will come to pass. Yeah. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tested him. Everything you're going through now is a test. Stay sweet, Joseph. Don't lose your dream. Because you know what? It was not your dream. It was God's dream. Joseph did not give himself the dream. It was God who gave Joseph the dream. All the things we're preaching, manifestation of the Son of God, it is not our dream, it's inside the Bible. I was not born when 2 Corinthians was written. I was not born when Romans was written. Hello, somebody. I was not born when the book of John was written. It's not my dream, it's God's dream. And God watches over his dreams to perform them. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tested him. It's testing your honesty. It's testing your sincerity. It's testing your perseverance. It's testing your consistency. Watch this. When he interpreted the butler's dream, and he thought that, please remember me. You know, can you imagine, first day, second day, 5 months, this man. You know, the normal natural thing is to become bitter. See all this God thing that I've been believing all these years. You know, nothing has even happened. Let me just leave it. Just. The Bible says Joseph continued to serve God. And even inside the restriction of the prison, he was the doer of everything that they did there. Even in your small situation now, continue to prosper. Stay sweet, Joseph. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. I gave a word at the beginning of this year of new beginnings, that we are going to move from local prosperity to global prosperity. Amen. Local prosperity is the one of the jail. Global prosperity is the one of the throne. Koselemengradas. Nekoselikito frenes. Hallelujah. Next verse. Am I helping anybody here? Okay. And the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Next verse. Talking about the blessings of Joseph. And made him lord of his house and ruler of what? Where have you heard this before? Those of you who are Bible students, you should be able to pick it by the Spirit. Remember Jesus' parable? Remember? Remember? When he was talking about the different kinds of servants. And he said that servant, you know, who begins to... He said, they asked him, he said, he was talking about end time. He said, well, how are we going to know the time of your coming? He said, speakest thou this unto all. He said, who then is the faithful and wise servant who will give unto the people their meat in due season? We're talking about rightly dividing the word of God, giving prophetic truth at the right time, in due season. He said, and but an if, Because you have two kinds of servants in the church. But what if that wicked servant shall say in his heart that my Lord delayeth his coming, and he begins to beat. Have you seen them beating you? Hello? Hello? Eh? If you give this one, 7, this one will come out. If you give this one, he begins to beat the servant. It's so prophetic, so profound. That's exactly what's happening. You see them beating people with the word of God. Beating people with the word of God, you know, and telling them all kinds of fables and lies and things just to get money from them. He said he begins to beat the people, you know, with something and to eat and drink with the drunken Babylon. Revelation. The Bible says she's drunk. The wine of her fornication is not just physical fornication, it's spiritual fornication. When they begin to, you know, James says it this way. He says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Those are the wicked servants. But the good servant, the Joseph servant, they are feeding the people with the word of God in due season. He said, when the Lord shall come, he shall make him what? Ruler of all his house. Psalm 105. Go back to Psalm 145. No. First of all, capture it in Luke. Is it Luke or one of the Gospels? Go back to that scripture you just came from. Hallelujah. Is it Matthew? Is it Matthew 24? The scripture we just came from before we came to this one. Aha. Now, is Luke 12. Now, go back to verse 43. This shows you the Bible was inspired by God. Go back to 42. What I've just been speaking about. Who then is that faithful and wise steward? May God find you faithful and wise. You know, it's one thing to be faithful, it's another thing to be wise. You need to be both. Am I talking to anybody here? Faithful means you're correct. You don't cheat. Then wise means you got wisdom, revelation. Again, Joseph. He is that faithful and wise whom the Lord will make ruler over his house. You're a pastor. Or you're a leader in a group to give them their portion of meat when in due, not just at any time, in due season. Rightly, thank you, darling. Rightly dividing the word. Now, watch what happens to this faithful and wise steward at the end of time, which is not rapture, it's tabernacles. This time we're in now. Watch what happens to him. Next verse, verse 43. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Next verse. Of a truth, he will make him what? Ruler over all he had. What did they do to Joseph? They made him ruler over all they had. This is the blessing of Joseph. The spirit without measure. The wealth of the nations. I didn't write the Bible. Are you listening to me? I didn't write Isaiah. I didn't write Isaiah. Isaiah says the wealth of the nations will come upon the seas. The blessing of the utmost hills, the everlasting hills, is the blessing of Joseph. You know what it is again? It's also the double. 61:7. Isaiah. Give me Isaiah 61 verse 7. As I should pray a lot in tongues. And for your shame you shall have double. And for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in the land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Blessing of Joseph. Is the blessing of the double portion. Hallelujah. I said this last week or a few weeks ago, I can't remember, in one of my messages, and I'm going to repeat it now. You will notice that the majority of the miracles the Lord Jesus did were physical. Healing the sick, raising the dead, and all of that. And that's great. Well, don't downplay it, not for one little teeny bit. But do you understand? And I said this the other day. I said, Solomon didn't do any miracle. Physical. But he had wisdom. Joseph, this Joseph we're talking about, he didn't do any miracle. Joseph did not heal the eyes of the blind. He did not raise the dead, but he ruled the world. Now imagine having both. You have the physical miracle, then you have the wisdom. It's called double. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. You are going to possess the double. They will rule the world. Because they will have the physical miracle, and then they'll have the wisdom of God on the other hand, and they will rule the nations. Hallelujah. He's preparing Joseph. That's why he's allowing him to be tried until the word came. To remove all the bitterness, remove everything that would make Joseph misbehave. So by the time, that's why he kept him in jail for another 2 years. He was still blessing, was with him. How many know God is with us? But you know that this is not the fullness of what God wants. You know it. But we thank God. Hallelujah. Stay sweet, Joseph. I said, stay sweet, Joseph. I said, stay sweet, Joseph. Are you listening to me? But Joseph was still faithful to God. Even when it looked as if the thing would never come to pass again. I'm sure a time came in Joseph's life and said, maybe this is where I'm going to even die. He said, but anyway, I'll still be faithful to God, though he slay me. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto them. I am not going to change. Blessing or no blessing. Glory or no glory. Manifestation or no manifestation. I will still be a fruitful bough. That guarantees you the blessing of Joseph. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Psalm 105 and I'm going to close. Am I helping anybody here? You want to go home and eat Eba? Trust me, it's better than Eba. It's better than dodo. It's better than rice. I like rice, I like dodo. Amen. But tell me, this is far. The wine lees. He has set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou spreadst the table in my sight. Thy unction grace bestoweth. And oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice flow. That's what we're eating now.
Hallelujah.
He made him Lord of his house and ruler over some of his substance. I shared a mystery with you not too long ago. And I use the natural illustration of a candle. See, once you have one candle, all the other candles can come and take the light, and it does not diminish from the original candle. It's called borrowed anointing. Because it is without measure, it cannot finish. If I give it to 1,000 people, it will not diminish the one I had, because I am in contact with the one who has everything, and it can never finish. Are you listening to me? And that is why in this end time, as people come and they get blessed, they will go to different parts of the world. You know, and they will carry the same anointing with them. I don't change anything from you, huh? Whew. Only God can do this kind of thing. But you must have a Joseph spirit. Freely you have received, freely give. And he made him Lord of all his house. Lord of his house and ruler over all his sons. Feel that measure. Next verse. Now this is part of our destiny. This I have to close with this. To bind his princes at his pleasures and teach his senators wisdom. You're just looking at the salvation of Nigeria. That's it right there. As the Joseph anointing and blessing becomes more and more manifest in the church, we will teach the senators wisdom. Because they don't understand. Pharaoh will come. It was Pharaoh who came. Say, teach them. teach them. Teach them. He will bind his princes. You haven't seen fight against corruption yet too. We have started. I thank God for what we're doing. I'm not putting down what the government is doing. I'm happy with it. You understand? But it can get better, and you know, with better legality and all of that. They're working on it. You know, but the day, the hour is coming, and now is where you'll be afraid to steal money in Nigeria. Amen. EFCC alone will not come after you. Angels will come after you. Amen. The one EFCC misses, the angels will not miss. Go and ask Ananias and Sapphira. He will bind. He will bind his princes at his pleasure, and he will teach his senators wisdom. Let us pray. Talk to God. The blessing of Joseph. The blessings of Joseph. The blessings of Joseph. Because it is the blessing of the double portion, it was not available until the time of the double portion. The church has only touched this. We've never seen any generation that has inherited the blessing of Joseph. That's why mommy picked it by the Spirit just a few weeks ago.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say something. This blessing of Joseph, our pastor has been preaching. Practically, in a nutshell, how do I tap into this thing? God just dropped something in my heart and said, say two things. First of all, don't take sides against God. Don't take sides against God. If you notice Joseph, all throughout his life, he was always on God's side.
Absolutely.
Even when it was not convenient.
Absolutely.
With Potiphar's wife, and nobody knew. And it was easier to do it that way than to go to the prison.
Absolutely.
But he did not take sides against God's word. Don't take sides against God, his word, his will. And his way. Don't take sides against God, his word, his will, and his way. Number two says, how do I, you know, God is such a good God. God is such a good God. You don't have to be spiritual to do the second one. You don't even have to be very knowledgeable to do, even the littlest of children know this. He that knoweth to do good. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. When you know to do good, do it. Because that will always be God's side, God's will, God's word, God's way. It does not have to be convenient. Just do it. Because the Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. This will save our souls.
Amen.
It will put us on God's side. And it will position us to become an end time Joseph. He that knoweth to do good. He that knoweth to do good. Do it. God's will, God's way, God's word will always be in good. He says, why do you call me good? I want to give scripture to back it up. There's none good except God. So if you always do good, it means you're doing God. Because God is good.
Let me amplify what mommy has said. You know, that is so profound. And you know the beauty of it? The simplicity. The simplicity. He that knoweth to do good, do it. Joseph.
He saw somebody in the prison. The person had a long face. He said, "What's your problem? What's your problem?" He said, "I had a bad dream." He said, "Does the interpretation of God not of dreams not belong to God? Tell me your dream." He knew to do good and did it. It was his door to his destiny. A wicked person, or let's put it as a selfish person, a person who is self-centered. I just saw the man, found, saying, "Don't you mind, Lenny Joe? Don't feel like one. Taking Lord pray." He just walked away from his destiny because he knew to do good and didn't do it. When you have the opportunity, they say, "Who is my neighbor?" So pick it by the Spirit. Who is my? He said, "Who is mine?" The guy feeling to justify himself. He said, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus said, "Eh." So he told him a story. We can't go into this long story now. But at the end of the thing is, anybody you can do good to is your neighbor. Do not withhold good from them to whom it is due. When it is in the power of your hand to do it, it may be your door out of prison. Like it was for Joseph. He that knoweth to do good, do it. Stand to your feet. Just that simple. He just, "What's wrong with you? Look at this." He did not know that profound. He did not know that was his way to the throne. Just doing a little kindness for somebody else. Long Ashanuao. I said, "Long Ashanuao. Long Ashanuao." Joseph, the fruitful bough. Your branches will go over the wall. No matter the wall. No matter the wall of sin. No matter the wall of problem. No matter the wall of trouble. The Bible tells us where sin abounded, grace. Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to raise that hand, raise that hand, raise that hand. Say, "Father, I didn't hear you. I confess our sins and so clean with the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness blocking my right standing with God, so the life of God can flow freely and fully into me now in Jesus' name." Say, "In Jesus' name we have life." Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word that you have brought to me today. I thank you have brought me to the kingdom for such a time as this, as an end time Joseph. And therefore, I come to claim and receive the blessings of Joseph. Before I do this, Father, I repent of every attitude of unbelief where I have staggered at your promises with unbelief. Lord, I repent. I believe your word. Like Joseph, I refuse to allow my dream to be let go. I believe your word, and I will believe it unto the very end. No matter the delays, no matter the inconveniences, Father, like Joseph, I will stay fruitful. I will do good when I know to do good. Lord, I will remain in a place of continual revelation and wisdom, in the place of continual prayer and fellowship with you, irrespective of whether my dream has come to pass or not, because I know, like you did for Joseph, you would do for me. You will watch over your word to perform it. And therefore, as a Joseph, I say, my bowels will climb over the walls. My bowels will stretch forth. I will bring forth fruit in season and out of season. Love, joy, peace,
long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. Irrespective of the testing, irrespective of the trial, I will remain fruitful under pressure like Joseph did. And I declare and I say with my mouth, I will keep before me the revelation of the manifestation of the sons of God, the glory of God. I will not let it fade out. I will keep it before my eyes like Joseph did. And therefore, I stretch forth now and I receive the blessings of heaven. My blessings in heavenly places will come into the earth. And I will receive the blessings of the earth beneath. I receive the blessings of the breast. And I receive the blessings of the womb. Even the blessings of the firstborn. In Jesus' name, amen. Nekatala mashakala. Zephriya karamatulo mashak. Nenga toske frenes. Luki dasko frenenga toske fres. Eramashakitos. Zofriga karamaturas. Longa gamatolo matolo mashtoko gamatolo matufri dufrishi. Zikito frega kagramak. Tolo matolo mashtufri dufrishi. Lambre que tolo matolo makash. Zifri, Zefreneles, Lombregatalas, Zefrigotos, Lombregatos, Kefrene, Lupridis, Lombregatoske, Zifre, Lombregamatulomasha, Lombregamatulomastufris, Sakramatulomasufris, Lombregamatuloma, Lombregamatulomashekakogromatulo, Lombregamatuskufri, Tulomasheleki, Zefrineas, Zufridingaras, Zufridilis, Neskefridis, Zelamaras, Zofridikas, Zofridingaras, Zikitu Frines, Nongredelames, Tushku Frineles, Zufriningardolos, Zifridelemingardus Kufrines, Zufrinongoros, Zelamangatus Kufrines, Lombredelemetusku Frines, Zefri, Langaratusku Frines, Zeleka, Zofriningatusku Frine, Dongas Tufrinelas, Zikitu Frines. In Jesus' name.